All right, we're 1 minute past. We're gonna go ahead and get started. First of all, thanks everyone for joining. We'll have a few more folks roll in. We're so excited to have this chat with you guys. We have been a part of the Haas family for, where are we at, 6 months now?
Yep.
Alex started his MBA journey in the fall of last year. My name's Brianna, I'm the partner. And we are gonna talk a little bit today about why we together chose Haas and thought it was the best program for us. Before we hop into the questions that were submitted beforehand, we'll give a quick intro of where we are, our professional lives, our personal lives, and why we chose Haas. And then we'll run through the questions you submitted. After that, if there are additional questions that come up while we're chatting, you guys can either go off mute and ask us, but there's also a chat feature in Zoom. So you can, we'll monitor that as we're continuing. All right, so to kick things off. So my name's Brianna, and Alex and I just got married 6 months ago. And the way we celebrated our marriage was we started business school. We came from Boston, Massachusetts, and made the trek over to the West Coast. We live in Berkeley. We live a 7 minute walk from Haas, which has been fantastic. Alex can talk a little bit more about that. I am a consultant in healthcare and life sciences. I work at Deloitte Consulting, and I've been with the firm for 5 years, ever since undergrad, and I transitioned with the firm from Boston out here to the West Coast, so I was one of the lucky ones who did not have to job search, although plenty of the partners that I have met have and have successfully found gigs out here. And why I, as a partner, thought Haas was a fantastic fit. A few reasons. One, the Bay Area location is fantastic as a partner. There are so many things going on. Really easy to get plugged into the community up here in Berkeley. And also the values, the principles that Haas has defined as the pillars of its program truly resonate. When you come out here, hopefully you can come to Days at Haas event. You'll see through and through what's with the people and with the people who work at Haas. They and that really made the program stand out to me as a wife of someone in the program. Those are really important to me, and I think they're going about teaching future business leaders the right way, and so that really made Haas stand out for me.
Hi everybody, my name's Alex. So I'm the student. Before coming to Haas, I worked in consulting for, I worked in ed tech for a little while, then more management consulting, and then ultimately ended up doing some design thinking type work, building out innovation labs for companies. So while at Haas, we're going through all the core coursework now. I will be doing an internship at Salesforce in the summer, so pivoting a bit into design thinking for tech companies. And then in the spring, starting next week, I'll be doing an internship with Logitech, helping them build out a new software marketplace. For me and for us, Brianna said it very eloquently, but from my perspective, I think that Haas is, you know, I think Haas is a really great community. I think that, you know, to be honest, I'm sure that all of the places that that people are looking for business school have a great sense of community. I think the thing that really stands out for me from a Haas perspective is the location and the opportunities that you have access to being in the Bay Area. I really don't think that that can be overstated. I think that, you know, having the opportunity to have massive technology speakers on campus that are just right in the Bay, that are open to both students and partners, is something that is just like so cool, so hard to find elsewhere. And so for me, that was kind of the big differentiating factor in choosing Haas.
Right. To piggyback off of that, there's a class called the Speaker Series, and different industries put it on. So I mentioned I work in healthcare and life sciences. And there's a healthcare and life sciences speaker series that the Haas program puts on. As a partner, I'm able to audit those and sit in. And I've gotten to meet some fantastic folks from the entire Bay Area where health tech is really hot. And some of them have incorporated back into my work life and folded into what I'm doing at Deloitte. So those type of opportunities and those even networking opportunities are open to you as a partner, which is certainly a draw as well. And let me just say, and I don't know if anyone else has attended other sessions. I know there's some other topics, but there is a large effort on campus here to include partners. That wasn't really something that we were looking at when we were choosing programs, but it certainly stood out. We have some friends at other programs, and it's intentional to include partners at Haas, where anecdotally, it's not as intentional at other programs. And that has made a huge difference for me, as well as some of the other men and women who are partners that I've met. It's fantastic. Like, I'm a part of the wine club, for example. So sometimes I'm on campus more than Alex during the week and the evening extracurriculars. And it's a great way for me to meet some of the Hazies in Alex's class. If we're even a better example of that is there's treks, which I'm sure folks have heard of, where folks in the MBA class from certain countries organize casual trips to their home countries. Alex was working at the time, he was interning at the time, so couldn't come on a trek, but I went myself. So myself and 15 Hazies went down to Mexico, and we had a fantastic time, and I was embraced just as if I was a student myself. So it's very intentionally inclusive for the partners, for sure. You want to start going through the question list?
Yes, we have some questions that people have submitted in advance. As Bree said, if you have questions, feel free to just unmute yourself or throw them in the group chat, and we will work through them. We'll also share phone numbers and email addresses when we hop off. So we're always here to talk, always open. So please feel free to ping us whenever you have questions. We're here to help. Maybe piggybacking off what you were just talking about. So one of the questions we got was, are there any activities for partners? You started talking about that a bit. And can partners go to courses as listeners? So maybe you want to talk about Haas Partners Club?
Yeah. So first of all, we are able to join campus groups. So that allows us to be part of the wine club. There's a beer club. There's trivia. There's hiking. All of those extracurriculars are available to partners to join. In addition, there's the Partners Club, which is fantastic, and is how I met my closest group of friends on campus, not on campus, but here in Berkeley. So during Welcome Week, they have a lot of activities to let all of the partners come together and meet one another. And then there's organized functions, like we do wine tastings, we do breweries, brewery visits, we do hikes all together as a partner community. We had an ugly holiday sweater contest. And so that has been a fantastic resource for both of us, because I've met a lot of partners through it, but then we've also met couples through that as well. So that's fantastic. The Haas Partners Club, highly recommend it. We have some really cool swag. I should have worn my t-shirt for this. So the Partners Club's fantastic. Extracurriculars are absolutely available for you to join. I recommend the Redwoods Club if you're looking for one. And the courses. We're sitting on courses. There are several courses that are available to you to audit. They request that you contact the professor, and the professor will approve or deny your request to audit. And some classes have different requirements than others, and that's outside of just Haas. It's across the UC Berkeley campus. If you're a partner of someone in the class, you have access to campus resources. There are some classes, a friend of mine was trying to get into a photography class, for example, is a photography lab, and just due to the licensing costs that they needed for the Adobe suite, they couldn't have her audit. But that's the only class I've heard of someone being denied. Everyone else has been able to sit in on the classes they've been interested in. And like I mentioned before, I've sat in on the Healthcare Speaker Series class, which has been fantastic.
I would also say that just from a bigger perspective, so for first years and second years, but right when you get onto campus your first year, there are a series of kind of big organized trips that are planned through Haas. So like within a month, there is a houseboat expedition, there is a camping trip to Yosemite, and then there is a fun but exhausting trip to Las Vegas. If that interests you, you and your partner are invited to those things as well. So we found that those events, in addition to the things through the Partners Club, were just really great ways to meet other couples and meet other people outside of the people that you might see every day on campus.
Yeah. On the list of questions that we were given beforehand, so those treks that we mentioned, especially the Yosemite hiking trek, a lot of folks brought their kids along, and it was fantastic. And so that's been, it's a very family friendly group. And there's programming that I think if they call it the Cubs Club. Something like that, like Little Bears Club for kids. And if you have more questions on that, let us know. We can hook you up with families that we know from the
program. Let's see. Just flipping through. How does Hoss include partners in extracurriculars? We just talked about that. So why would you recommend someone choose a West Coast university over an East Coast university? So that's a really good question. So just a bit about us quickly. So I grew up on the West Coast in the Seattle area. Brianna and I met in undergrad in DC and then spent about 5 years in Boston. So we moved here straight from Boston. I think it's a really good question. It gets into a little bit about what I said previously. So I think that, you know, frankly, the education that you're going to get in business school, obviously Haas has, the education here is excellent. It's going to be excellent, you know, at most of the schools that you're looking at. In terms of community, the community here is really great. We love it. We've found lifelong friends already. But again, you know, in most of the business schools that you're probably looking at, the community is probably going to be pretty strong, and you're going to find people that you really like and that you're going to make friends with. So for us, I think, you know, the major differentiation for Haas, for me at least, and Brianna might have different feelings, is, you know, where you're situated and the location of being a West Coast institution surrounded by and just incredible smattering and array of companies, people, professors, students. This place really draws a diverse, incredibly smart group of people. And I think that, you know, I have friends at other institutions that are more remote. The example that I can give is I have a friend at a school and they had they had Tech Week at their school. And so they brought in all of these tech speakers to come and talk and have an opportunity to network. But what he told me was, you know, there's someone from Facebook, someone from Google, but those people are surrounded by 100 other students, because why wouldn't you want to talk to Google and Facebook if that's what you're interested in? And here, you know, those people just come and speak on campus like weekly. We have, and the other thing is, you know, the network of Haas students, you know, people often stay in the Bay. And so those people work at Google and Facebook and every other company that you can possibly imagine. The opportunity to have more one-on-one coffee chats, be able to say, hey, I'll come into San Francisco and we can meet because it's 20 minutes for me to come down and meet you at your office. I underestimated the value of that. I am not someone who is necessarily inclined to be outgoing in those massive networking situations. So for me, you know, what an opportunity to have those people face to face and be on campus all the time. The weather is also, you know, not a thing that should necessarily be the dividing line for you, but it is pretty great, especially coming from Boston when we got 120 inches of snow my first year there. To have it be in the 60s in December is pretty nice, and definitely something that makes getting out into nature really, really incredible. Yeah, anything you want to add?
No, I think that's for anyone who likes being outdoorsy and adventurous, it's really awesome. Like we live, like I said, 7 minute walk from campus. So anyone who's familiar with Berkeley already, we live a minute away from the Cal Stadium, so close to the base of the Berkeley Hills. So we have the fire trails, which are fantastic hiking and running trails, out our back door, right? You walk out our back door, you walk 5 minutes and you're in, and it feels like the world, real life is miles and miles away. So that's been really neat. We didn't have that in DC, we didn't have that in Boston, but here you get San Francisco right across the bridge, but you also have the wilderness right behind you. And on that note, speaking of really fun things to do in the area, Sonoma is under a 45-minute drive, and I didn't realize how close it was before we moved out here, but it is so much fun having that so close. So there's organized events that for sure during Welcome Week and things out in Sonoma, but on a lazy weekend, we've gone with friends out and done wine tasting on a whim, and that's pretty cool, having Napa and Sonoma in your backyard. So that's been fun too. It's certainly a draw to the East Bay rather than downtown San Francisco.
Yeah, I think that like within an hour and a half of like a radius of Berkeley, the opportunities to do really whatever you want are just so high. And so there is hardly a weekend where we haven't been somewhere.
Spoiled for choice.
Yeah.
So we were in Santa Cruz last weekend, which was really fun. A lot of great hiking.
Yeah. Cool. So here's a good question. Yeah. So that was a question I was going to get to. So do you want to talk a little bit about what the transition was like as a married couple or as a couple coming to business school and exploring that?
Yeah. So this transition, I'm going to assume will be the same across all programs. It was quite an abrupt transition and one that I don't think we were as prepared for as we could have been coming into it when we were so used to both of us working and having a work-life balance. We both travel a lot. We're both consultants and we kind of knew that rhythm of both being professionals. And then all of a sudden, one of us being back in school. And I fully admit I had incorrect preconceived notions on you're a student, you'll have so much more time on your hands, we'll see more of each other. And that for sure, the first semester isn't the case. And I think this is true for our friends who are in other programs. The first semester was really heavy hitting up front. And so when you come to campus and that full-time partner goes back to school, it's a bit of a lurch getting used to what that looks like, right? Like your weekends aren't always your own anymore. And that transition will take a little while, but I will say having partners that we can commiserate, I will use commiserate together during that first semester was really nice. And it also bonds that partner community even more. So there was a question here about, do you feel like you have enough space for each other, but still feel like you're a part of campus? And I will say yes. However, if you asked me this 4 months ago, after we were here for a couple months, I don't think I would have answered yes. So the first semester was really intense, but then you find your feet. And the second semester certainly has slowed down a little bit for course load. And certainly also figuring out, finding our feet for what adventures we're intentionally doing on the weekends as well.
Yeah, I think that's right. But spoiler alert, the first semester is definitely a very busy time. They intentionally give you so many choices that you have to make decisions about what the things you want to do actually are. And that is purposeful. And it is coming out the other end. It is great because within 3.5 months, I kind of got my feet under me and figured out exactly my path. But when you're in it, it does feel like a lot. So that first semester, definitely, I think it's important to come in with that expectation that you will probably be on campus a lot. You will be, the academic course load is, the rigor is, strong as it is at any other business school you're probably looking at. And I think that setting that expectation is really an important thing.
We got a question in the feed about how important is it to talk about coming to school with your partner and you're part of your MBA application. And I will say, and Alex would be interested in your perspective on this, I will say that talks, I think, values you as a holistic person. What I think was super cool and certainly a point in Berkeley's direction when we were deciding on that program was when Alex got the phone call that he was accepted, they remembered my name. And said, on the call with Alex, we know this isn't just a decision for you. We know you're also making this decision with Brianna. And we just want to let you know we're excited to have you both on campus. And that was phenomenal to me, right? Like, think about how busy these admission officers are. And the fact that they took the time to note down my name, note down that he was in a relationship, and then to bring that back into the conversation and say, we know it's a two people making this decision really made Berkeley stand out. So I think it's certainly important to bring in throughout the application process and the interview process that if that is a part of who you are, talk about it because Haas wants to know because they really do try to look at it.
Yeah, I would agree. I think more than probably any other school in the, top 20 or whatever you want to call it, Berkeley really does look for fit when they are reviewing applications and looking for people to come to campus. I now have a lot of friends who are doing student interviews. And I can tell you within the rubric, it is expressly called out that fit is a massive part of that. I think anything that you can do to talk holistically about who you are and how you are with your partner is definitely a strong suit and in your favor. Anything else? think that's it.
There's some questions around visa applications for international students. So Alex and I can't speak to that, but if you send us a note afterwards, we can certainly connect you to the admin office. We can answer those questions.
Yeah, so that's the extent of the questions that we have from you all from beforehand. If anyone has any questions, feel free to just unmute yourself or throw them in the group chat. And we're happy to answer anything additionally that, yeah, please. There, as we should have stated at the beginning, there are no admissions officers or anything on this call. So happy to be as candid as possible if you have questions. Good question.
How easy was it to find accommodation near Haas? So we did all of our accommodation hunting virtually, and I will give all of the credit to where it's due. Alex did all of this on Craigslist, and I'll let you take this one.
Yeah, so I think that there's a lot of scare tactics around finding housing in the Bay, and I would dispel that. I think that the demand is obviously really high because there's just a ton of students, undergrad and grad. But you also have to remember that the supply is really high because students are churning every single year, every single semester. And so we were in a bit of a weird situation. So we got married, as Bree said, like 4 days before Haas started, which was just crazy. But so we were basically getting married at the time when most people are looking for housing. So I did all of our housing search over Craigslist. One thing that we did find, to be quite honest, was that a lot of landlords around here didn't like the idea of like giving us a Skype tour of a house. They wanted to actually meet us in person or have some representative of you in person. There are a couple ways that I know people went about that. So we had a friend of ours who lives in the Bay very nicely volunteer to come and look at this place for us. The other thing that people will do is there is a network of second years who are here and who are willing to look at places on your behalf. And so as in the months to come, there will be a document that goes out basically laying out in more formal process what that looks like, who to reach out to, and all of that. The other thing that I will say is that there is, so Haas students created a Google Doc of all like accommodations that are lived in by second years, and they make a note of places and people who are moving out and the number of rooms or people that need to, you know, they need to fill in if they want to keep the house. And so I do know a lot of people who went about it that way and found people and housing and accommodation through that shared Google Doc that is only open to Haas MBA students. So that's another way to go about it.
Yeah, and we absolutely love where we live. We live, it's a little bit more residential than we're used to. Like I mentioned, we're at this base of a hill, but we chose that intentionally and we end up getting an amazing view of the Bay. So there's really cool options. We have some people who live right downtown Berkeley with incredible rooftops. We have some people who live in houses with friends. And then we live in this a small one bedroom, but great porch and a beautiful view. So there's so much supply. There's a lot of demand, but there's a lot of supply. Yeah. So it's,
all work out. Yeah, you can really make it what you want of it. I mean, we even know people who live in San Francisco.
Yeah.
Commute in. So, you know, I would say everyone has housing. You know, I even know people who just, I mean, we know a lot of people who just showed up with an Airbnb rental and spent a week looking for places and just like one Craigslist after another. And they all found great places. There's also, you want to talk about University Village?
Yeah. So I don't know if anyone or everyone has heard of University Village before, but they, it's four, you have to be married to be able to apply. But it is, and it's 3 miles from campus. But they have spacious one bedrooms and two bedrooms, and it's created for families, but we were looking into it. Since we were married, we thought, and it's a subsidized housing, so it's going to be the cheapest you find in the area. We ultimately did not go with UC. Timing wasn't perfect. You're probably going to have to wait till October. Most of our friends got in there in October, so you have to find an Airbnb for the first 2 months. And also, the 3 miles off campus without having a car, we decided was not worth the savings that we had. But the UC is an option for folks who want it, and it's really nice. We hang out there all the time with our friends, and there's a Whole Foods right there. There's some great bars, but it is in Albany, not Berkeley.
So just got a question come in, and it's a good one. So did you visit campus or have you been to the Bay Area before making a final decision? And do you think visiting campus gives you an edge? So I'll answer the latter question first. I don't think that it gives you an edge. I think it's actually a self-guided tour. Like they give you a map when you go to the admissions office and you can guide yourself around. I think the best way to do guided tours on campus is to just meet up with a student or reach out to a student on LinkedIn and ask them to give you a tour. So while it doesn't give you an edge in the application, we did visit after I was accepted. We hadn't visited beforehand. Never been to Berkeley, but we decided to visit the places that I was accepted to and that we were deciding upon. And I think that was super helpful. Like just having a sense of what the campus feels like and you know what the housing looks like, what the city looks like, how dynamic the people are, what the food options are like. And just, I think really, I would recommend it if you have the time and the resources. I think that business school is a massive decision. It is an expensive decision. And I think that it is very, very much worth the cost of taking a day, 2 days to explore that place to make sure that that place feels right for you.
As a partner, I absolutely agree. It certainly let me have a more tangible understanding of the options. So I travel for work, but if I'm not traveling, I work from home. So I knew I was going to be spending a lot of time in Berkeley proper. So getting a feel of the town before we moved out here was certainly the way. And to be honest, I fell in love with Berkeley the first time we came here. I think it was day two. We did this awesome hike, and then we walked around to the hot food spots with a gorgeous view of the bay. And I was like, this is it. Why would you go anywhere else? So it certainly helped me fall in love with the place, let alone the school.
Yeah, cool. 1 minute left. We're happy to stay if there are additional questions. But anything else that's pressing on y'all's mind, we're happy to answer anything. So I'm going to type my phone number into the chat. And then feel free to reach out if you have any additional questions. We are more than happy to answer, honestly, anything. If you need just someone to bounce ideas off of, if you need someone to look at a place, we can definitely connect you. If there are specific industries that you're interested in learning more about, specific companies that you want to explore, classes that you might be interested in. I was really interested in learning more about the design thinking program before we came. Please reach out to me. Call me, text me, and I will put you in touch with the right person. Anything that we can do to help, we're here for you guys. Yeah.
Hopefully we see you on campus soon.
Yeah. Thanks, y'all.
Bye.
Bye.